Welcome to the pre-show for Friday. Tonight we're at the Hollywood Improv. We'll be plugging the fuck out of that on the podcast today. So if you hear me doing it a lot, you'll understand. Oh, there's Phil. He's plugging the goddamn podcast. Now, what's going on here, man? Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. I mean, what in fuck? I don't know, man. It's this. What happened? Okay, sorry. Sorry. I don't know, man. I'm just, okay, that's the phone. And then we have, there's all kinds of EQ here, as you probably can guess, you know, see all this shit. I'm constantly fucking with it because I'm like, what? Did something change? Doesn't sound right. I don't know. So I asked a question today, a good question, because there is serious intent behind the question. And the question was the following. What is the record for the longest podcast, solo podcast ever done? Okay. So that's the question. And I asked it, I just asked it on the Twitter feed. And I got, you know, a number of responses. Elliot, it's a cat that I follow. He has a, does tech blogging and stuff, I believe. Let's see if I can get the answer to this. Where is it? Nobody really knew for sure. Somebody proffered Jimmy Pardo, and I said, well, I know that Jimmy has done marathon podcasts. I don't know if he's done them solo. And solo also means no phone calls. I mean, what's the longest that somebody has just rapped? And then someone mentioned Bill Burr, and I think that was Elliot who said that. That is, he authors ETC News, editor, producer, writer of ETC News. And then, okay, here's, what is this? Phil Hendry. More or less, it's pretty remarkable, really. Takes a ton of comedy drops to ramble like that and be funny. I guess you'd know. Well, no, not really. But here is something he sent me. Bill Burr. Okay. An hour, hour 17, hour 20. So Bill is, yeah, so Bill does a solo thing. And that's great. That's great. I know Bill. Obviously, I work for him and with him on F is for Family. But I see that, you know, he does his podcast every few days, and it's an hour. That's a long time, hour 20 minutes. But he, I'm talking about continuously, you know. I'm talking about it setting a record. Somebody said someone did a podcast for 25 hours. I think we looked it up. Don't know if it's true or not. Not that we think it's not true. I'm sure it's true, but how you verify these things, I don't know. And it's not even like I'm trying to set any kind of fucking record. I just want to do this to do it. who knows? I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Ooh. Ow, fuck my neck. Okay, yeah, I get you. I got it. Thank you. All right, what are we gonna do here, man? Take a look at our Prince died due to an accidental overdose of Optoid something or other. painkiller fentanyl. All right. Death comes for us all, you know. Death comes for us all. You can be philosophical about death, you know. The younger you are, the more philosophical. Well, the younger you are, the more you figure you got the odds on your side. And you're right. Unless you wind up killing yourself, you know. Prince was, you know, I think a young man myself. Anybody that's under 60 is a young man. Hell, maybe some cats in their 70s think a guy in his 60s is young, but Prince was whatever he was. He was 56, wasn't it? You know, we'll see some, somebody's going to rap about how fucked up this drug is, and they'll put some strictures on it or some kind of prohibitions on it. They'll try to limit it. That's probably a good thing. You know, people say, well, and what we haven't heard anything about the drug that killed Prince. We're not doing anything. Well, you don't know that. You just, we think everything because we're not interested in it anymore. There's no longer any interest in it at all. And that's not necessarily the case. There are people who pick up the baton and keep running with this shit while we've moved on to the next thing that TMZ is feeding us. At least 33 cities used water testing cheats. Did I read that right? Cheats over lead concerns. Christ almighty. Oh, wait. Well, so we're going to let fucking Flint off the hook. Hey, all right. Flint. I knew Flint would be let off the hook. I knew that motherfucker there in Michigan would be let off the hook. That fucking, did you love that AG in Michigan, that attorney general? No matter where it leads. And I'll tell you, it just so happens it hasn't led anywhere. Just not led anywhere. But the minute I get any, I got a tennis game, but please alert me to any, you know, bullshit. All right. It twirled a time or two. Salamander's dragon. Oh, man. What the fuck is this, man? A cave in Slovenia is abuzz about the birth of baby Ohms, ghostly dragons that can live for 100 years but rarely reproduce. Look at this thing. There's the legs. Ghostly dragons, huh? The Ohm is almost too bizarre to believe. Nicknamed baby dragon and human fish, the cave dweller owes its odd looks to subterranean adaptations like external gills, skin-covered eyes, and a long, pale body. It's not, if that's not alien enough, it can also live for 100 years, go a decade without food, and use electricity to see in total darkness. Ohms have lurked deep within parts of Europe for 200 million years, or about 1,000 times longer than our species has been around so far. Well, that's 200 million years goes back longer than the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs were 135 million years ago and lasted until about 65 million years ago. So what, 70 million years? Yeah, that's a badass little creature. I think it's time for Dr. William Brown. I can't stand the goddamn things. I don't like anything about animals. I hate them. Scientists announced HEP Wright project to synthesize the human genome. Scientists on Thursday formally announced the start of a 10-year project aimed at vastly improving the ability to chemically manufacture DNA, with one of the goals being to synthetically create an entire human genome. Plans for the project, which leaked last month, have already set off an ethical debate because the ability to chemically fabricate the complete set of human chromosomes could theoretically allow the creation of babies without biological parents. Some critics also objected to the secrecy surrounding a meeting to discuss the project at Harvard Medical School in May. The organizers said they avoided publicity so as not to jeopardize publication of the proposal in a peer-reviewed journal. The publication occurred on Thursday by the journal Science. The authors of the proposal, Jesus Christ, might be possible to make organisms resistant to all viruses, for instance, or make pig organs suitable for transplant into people. Well, why the fuck would you make a pig organ when you don't just make a human organ? On second thought, just make the whole pig or the whole human. Jesus. See, now this is some shit, man. Frankly, I'm glad. Well, I don't know. Maybe I will be around for it. If theoretically, my mother lived to be 93. So I've got, at least I know I have genes that are, you know, what do you call it? I got genes that are, what is the word? I got long, you know, I got genes, old age genes, something like that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So maybe I'll be around for, I don't know, 30 fucking years. But by the time I'm in my 90s and some motherfucker manufactures a fake human, I'll be like, what the fuck? Fuck this. I'll dive off the top of my wheelchair. All right. Human genome. Christ almighty. Christ, how about that, huh? That's a hell of a deal. I mean, that's just a deal. I had to do a Snapchat over that, see? Isn't a wonderful world? Isn't it amazing? Fuck no, man. You know, I just saw, interestingly enough, but where the fuck is the light in this bitch fucking studio? Where's the playground, Suze? You know, it's amazing the things that are happening in our world. Hi, I'm Bill. You know, it's amazing the wonderful things that are happening in our world. It really is. You know, what is up with this, man? You know, it's amazing the things that are happening in our world. I just read where the human genome is going to be synthesized by scientists. And fuck it, I don't want to be around for that shit, do you? It's amazing the things, why I'm telling you, it's amazing the thing, excuse me, it's amazing the things that are being synthesized. You know, it's amazing the things that are being synthesized right before our very eyes, the human gene, excuse me, I just, like something hanging out of my nose. Yeah. You know, it's amazing the things that are being synthesized. The human genome, I've just read in Science Magazine, will be synthesized by scientists in someplace. Where's the playground?
Where's the playground, Susie? Wait, this is Harley Brown, and this is Science Today. Ah, yes. The things that are being synthesized will blow your fucking... Excuse me.
The carousel has dropped us here. It twirled a time or two, and then it dropped us here. The carousel has stopped us here. It twirled a time or two, and then it dropped us here. Where's the playground, Susie? Where's the playground, Susie? If I decide to let...
Sorry.
Where's the playground, Susie? If I decide to let you go...
Sorry, something on my nose.
The carousel has dropped us here. It twirled a time or two, and then it dropped us here.
All right, so I'm just fucking around with Snapchat. Chile has so much solar energy, it's giving it away for free. Ain't that a bitch? That's what it says here, man. That's what it says here, daddy-o. There, right, see? What I lie to you? How about that, man? So what, they're giving it away for free. So these cats in Chile, you know, they've mastered something down there, but is anybody interested? You know, one of the guys I follow on Twitter is Ed Begley Jr. He's big into this solar energy thing, man. I don't know. You know, this summer, I'm going to begin a project at the house. We're going to put new floors in upstairs. And then we're going to, you know, put a deck on the roof of the house. And I'm wondering if I ought to, while we're doing that, stick some solar panels up there. Or is that just, you know, too fucked up for words? I don't know. Oh, man.
If I don't stay around.
Well, Phil, this is really exciting. So we've done our Snapchats, and
you see what we got. Here. Let's do this.
If I don't stay around.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. Waiting for an airplane. What? Is that really amazing?
You wander around. Ooh. Goodbye means nothing when it's all for show. So why pretend you've somewhere else to go? Don't sleep in the subway, Eddie.
What is this, man? All right.
If I don't stay around.
Vernon Dozier and Steve Ozell. Now, next, and we also did Margaret this week, on Snapchat. Let me see, I got to do some things here. Steve Marriage. I watched this game they're featuring on NFL Classic Games. There's two things that the NFL channel does. They do great NFL's Great Games and NFL's Classic Games. NFL's Classic Games is the actual broadcast. NFL's Great Games is a sort of a highlight, an NFL Films highlight. And I may have that wrong. I may have it reversed. Like, for instance, today, I watched the actual broadcast of the Giants 49ers wild card game in January of 2003. And then I also watched the highlight show of that, which was also interesting because, in other words, you watch the actual game and you see it transpire. And I've forgotten completely about the game. I don't know what happened. And what happened was the Giants jumped out to a huge lead through three quarters. They were ahead 38. Take that back. What were they? 38 to 14. 38 to 14. And the 49ers came back and won the game. And I can only, to that, I can only say, as a Ram fan, as a long-suffering Ram fan from the 60s, Jack saw that fucking shit happen all the time. We had our hearts broken by Montana over and over and over again. Rams were never, you know, just like I heard somebody say, you know, L.A. Rams in the 80s, they were not going to be winning any championships. They were good, but they weren't fucking great. And Who knows what that... I believe it was the culture at the top of the team. I don't think John Robinson necessarily, you know, was a bad coach. I think he was as good as it got, you know, for the Rams up to that point. After they'd had Chuck Knox, and they had all those fucking years in the 70s where they knocked on the door and couldn't get it done. Just real, just fucking heartbreaking, half-assed choke shit, you know. George Allen. The Rams blew through the 50, you know, not through the 50s, but through the early 60s, and, you know, through much of the 50s. And they went and they had these goddamn coaches like, first they had Bob Waterfield. What? Then they had Harlan Savari, who was a former player, and so was Waterfield. Great players rarely make great coaches. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they don't. And why? Because their excellent play is what they know, and they expect everybody to play like that. Otto Graham, great quarterback, lousy head coach. Tom Fears, great wide receiver, lousy head coach. You know, I mean, I can think of great players who got teams to the Super Bowl. Raymond Berry, great wide receiver for the Colts, actually coached the Patriots to the Super Bowl. I don't know how long he was a coach for that team. Forrest Gregg, great offensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, actually coached the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, they're few and far between, you know. And I would never hire, if I was the owner of a team, I would never hire a great player. I would want a guy that's steeped in the science of coaching, you know. I want a cat that's like a coach. A guy that likes to coach. Excuse me. How would you like to be a quarterback and Joe fucking Montana is your quarterback coach? Well, what the... He is a guy that did amazing things, and he knew how to do those things. Now, he's never, you know, I mean, unless you're an equal to Joe Montana, most of the time you ain't going to find that. I mean, to find good quarterbacks, but what kind of a coach is he going to be? I mean, and even if he's a great coach, the player himself is a little intimidated. So I know I'm probably forgetting somebody. I know I'm forgetting a player that was actually a great player and became a great coach. No, not Sam Weish. I know you, yeah. Some of you smart asses, Marty Schottenheimer, no. look at Mike Singletary. There's another example. Mike Singletary, great football player. As a coach, Mike Singletary said in an interview, I just heard it yesterday, he said, I thought all I had to do, he said, I thought my presence alone, and I can sort of understand how a guy would think that. He said, I thought just my presence alone, you know, would inspire the team. Just my energy, my fire, just walking in that locker room and saying, here's what we got to do. Everybody would have the energy, everybody would have the focus, and everybody would have the, you know, the resultant talent and ability to do the shit. But didn't happen. So Jim Harbaugh was not a great player. Jim Harbaugh was not a great player. He was an adequate quarterback. He was, as I remember, because I saw Jim Harbaugh play, I saw the teams, he was a backup. You know, the years that he started, he was not that great. I'm not saying he was bad. I'm not saying he didn't have his fair share of good games. I'm just saying he was not a guy that was going to be in anybody's great quarterback list. Just didn't going to happen, you know. I don't know. So, there you go. To which I can only add, where's the playground, Susie? What we're going to do here is this. We're going to have Margaret talk about doing Snapchat. Give me that fucking thing. Come on, man. There you go. Notebook. Come on. Give it to me. Yeah. If I don't stay around. Also, I want to make sure that I mention tomorrow night at the improv. But what merry-go-round can you ride? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. I gotta tell you, Andy Kindler was great. Everybody, the last time we were at the lab, we had, God damn it. Melinda Hill, Darren Carter, Andy Kindler, and Brody Stevens. Brody is fucking great. Andy, everybody was great, but and Brody's always crushing. You know, that's a comedy term I'm learning. Crushing. I mean, it's, you know, but fucking Kindler was laying, just cracking me up, man. It's fucking, there's a guy, Andy Kindler, I like him because he just, I'm going to talk about it. I don't give a shit, you know. He talks about, he just like launches right into the fucking Nazi humor when it comes to the right wing. So I don't know. It's probably a guy that you'd, you know, I'm sure Andy has his fair share of people that just like really are getting nuts about him because of his politics, but he makes me laugh. Makes me fucking laugh. Snapchat, Vernon Dozier, and Brody is just constantly, constantly funny. You know, talk about a guy that just works it, man. He just fucking, he doesn't give up. Brody's the kind of guy that doesn't leave the fucking room until he owns the room. I'm just learning about stand-up. I don't know a thing. I'm just learning what I do well on stage. And for instance, if you come see the show tomorrow night, you're going to see a different show than what I've been doing. I'm going to be tending back into characters, but not doing Margaret and Jim Sadler and all that shit and assuming that everybody understands what the character's about. I'm going to be more into like Pete Bone and Kenny Slagg and that kind of shit. All right. I got a little bit of a scratchy throat here, so forgive me if I'm... When I do that thing, what I'm basically doing is I'm just trying to clear my throat. All right, here we go. I'm going to get my traffic thing going like this. And then I'm going to get my explosion. EFGH. Well, that's sound effects. There's a guy named Randy Moss who does football coverage. Not the wide receiver. He's a white guy. Jordy Nelson back with the Packers. That's be interesting to watch him because he's white. He's a wide receiver. He's white. You know, any chance we have to see our white men do well, you know, Donald Trump is going to help us, you know, bring the white people back. What am I doing, man? If I don't stay around. All right. No idea that we were taking so much time pulling our fucking dicks around here with this shit. Sorry, sports fans. Didn't know. Yeah, of course you did, Phil. Don't say you didn't know. Yes, you knew. Lying motherfucker. All right, we're at 30 minutes. Okay, we're good. We're cool. We're fucking good. Doink. All right, man. I already did this. No, man. No. I'm just getting some music ready here. Trying to get some music ready here. All right, man, I'm ready. Ready? Boom, boom, boom.